brother, I'm the roughneck clipper, the maniac cracker from the trust of my gifts. I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's cause I drop a body, the body that drop in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. No, but I can swell up your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Cause I swat lies and I ignore your cries, tell no lies. Is it true when I said that I'm plus the pride? No, I never lied, and identified body to the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about to open the walls in the rubber room.
Yo, what is up? This is Radio Rubber Room. We are live here on WHAN 1430, also 102.9 FM in Richmond. And we've got some special guests with us here tonight. We've got the DJ Williams Project here with us tonight. What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
What it is, what it
is. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Now, this show is about a lot about Richmond music, so the fact that we haven't had you guys on yet, it's kind of a big deal to finally get you guys on, because
it's a pleasure to be here.
If you're going to have a conversation about the Richmond music scene, you've got to include the DJ Williams Project, you know?
Thank you.
So really happy to have you guys here. We're going to be hearing some live tunes from the project, talking to the guys. And let's announce our new team member.
Oh, yeah. We just brought in a fourth person to the team. Adam Souter. I wish I had an applause button here, so I don't have one.
Got that, guys?
There
thanks,
we
guys.
Go, guys. Woo! Yeah!
I thought his name was Jeff. I thought his name was Jeff.
Thanks for pitching in.
He looks like a Jeff.
He does look like a Jeff.
The new Radio Rubber Room, name the new guy contest.
Now, we were very happy last week. We had Boxwave on, and it was our 45th show, and they brought us a little gift. They brought us Colt 45.
Oh, yeah, man, right on.
So it was very symbolic, but you guys brought a little bit better spread.
Oh, yeah.
Little gift from On from Mekong.
I love that guy.
One of our favorite spots. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Richmond. You cannot love that guy.
Is there a way that people can look in, like, on a Facebook or anything, see
no.
what we have here?
You know, no, unfortunately.
I mean, you can take pictures, I'm sure, and upload them or something.
Well, let's put our pants back on.
You gave it away again.
There's no point in being on the radio if you're going to wear pants.
I mean, exactly. Absolutely. You
know? That's the only reason we wanted to be here.
Yeah.
So, DJ Williams Project, it's six members, correct?
Yes, it is.
Do you mind listing off like who's in the band and what instrument they play?
Yeah, it's Mark Ingram, who unfortunately couldn't be with us tonight because he has another gig, is a trumpet player. Dusty Simmons is the drummer. Gordon Jones on saxophone. Todd Harrington on bass. And Joey Chuchi on keys.
Awesome. And you guys have been around for how many?
Since June of 2003.
Oh, excellent. Wow. Excellent. And you, of course, you guys do a regular Tuesday gig at Cafe Dam.
Yeah.
I like that gig.
And you guys, that's like, it's like your home for the band. You guys really started there.
Yeah, that's pretty much where the band started to get together. Different players would come in and some stayed and some didn't, and that's kind of how the project got formed in the shortest possible version of the story.
How many people do you think have played with the DJ Williams Project?
Honestly, I don't know if I could put a number on it. I don't really couldn't tell you. Maybe between 15, 20 people?
I'm thinking a little bit more. I'm thinking like maybe 30.
You got a number for me over there, Simmons?
Do you think I can just show up with like a cymbal and be like, "Hey, can I jam with you guys?"
Most definitely.
Oh man, you can bring that cymbal.
Yeah, I'll bang the heck out of that cymbal.
Artist formerly known as.
I know triplets too.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead and play a song. We'll take a little break and we'll come back with more from the DJ Williams Project.
Woo! All right, this is Proverbial with Irie.
Not what I'm saying. Thinking all the things, and what I'm thinking is the same. Why don't you know what I'm saying? You'd rather lie and keep playing. tension I've been feeling. And all my tension I've been feeling. And I know I'm high, mind defined, twisting up with bodies. Ain't nobody telling lies. I feel I'd end up falling, baby, go. Feel I'd end up falling, baby, go. Oh, I feel I'd end up falling, baby, go. I feel I'd end up falling, baby, go. So I push and I push and I push and I push. I push you away.
Located at 1621 West Broad Street. They serve their delicious menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. With events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org. The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff. Don't think my glue is for you? Try my spackle. Sean's edible glue, because constipation is no picnic.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now. Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name. We'll be right back.
Yes.
All right. And that was Darnell's Way, live here on Radio Rubber Room.
Rubber in here.
There is rubber in here. It's where they keep the crazy people.
Yeah.
So, guys, yeah, tell us a little bit. Tell the people where they can find out more about the DJ Williams right off the bat.
Well, right now we're getting a new site is going to be constructed. There's one up right now. It's at www.djwilliamsmusic.com. It's got all our dates. It's got little samples of music, some video clips, and where we're going to be and bios and all that good stuff.
So you guys have been doing the regular Cafe Diem gig for what, almost 10 years now?
I'll be going on 9 years.
Going on nine
yeah.
years? Over the last 10 years, like, what has that done for you guys, having that regular gig every
it's
week?
Definitely helped build our local fan base, I think, more than anything else. It's definitely a nice rotation of people who have been coming in and out every week, and it's definitely helped the like that grassroots word-of-mouth promotion for us in Richmond.
And you've actually made some connections, all of you guys, and out-of-state record labels, things like that, and they've come to Cafe Diem just to see you play, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's like a destination. It's people know where to find us. It's always nice to be remembered.
Yeah, it's easy nice to remember that this band is local and they're here every week, the same time, the same day of the week, and it's done really great things for us.
Well, how long ago was when we missed a gig and people were like really upset? I mean, it was.
Yeah, I think it was one time we were booked in New York and it was one of the first Tuesdays we had missed. And
in
probably like a few years, and definitely we're getting phone calls asking where we were.
Asking we're all right.
Were you like, why, we're in New York, why aren't you here?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you recently did the Jam Cruise, DJ.
Yeah.
And do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it was pretty much a music festival that took place on a cruise line. It was an Italian ship, and they had booked about 25 bands on the ship. Every band did two sets over a course of 5 days, and it's a pretty incredible experience.
So, when you're doing that, when you're not performing, are you like a passenger? Are you like
are you a patron? Mingle? Are you there?
Yeah, I mean, well, like, that's the beauty about what's so popular about the Jam Cruise is that there's no boundary between artists and fans. Mm. It's pretty much these 25 bands and 2,000 or so other fans who are all here, and there's no backstage and there's no lines between artists and fans. It's just everyone hanging out, having a good time, checking out music, artists checking out other bands, and mingling with each other, sitting in with other people, and everyone is watching this unfold like right there in the middle of the ocean.
So I get seasick.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely there's some people who are on there who are getting seasick, but on the ship that size, a lot of the times you forget you're even on the boat.
Yeah, definitely. No, that cruise liner that just like tipped over. You know that the captain of that ship, he's like getting in trouble.
Yeah,
he jumped ship.
Yeah,
he just broke out.
I didn't know that was actual law. I just thought that was like a chivalry
thing. It's actually in European law, it's treason if a captain of a ship to bail before making sure everyone else is safe.
Maritime
and sound.
Law.
So is he gonna get the death penalty for that?
I don't know.
Treason, right?
That was a big ship. What was the size of the ship that you guys were on? Was it about the same size?
I think it was between 2,000 and 2,500 people. Actually, our ship hit ground before when it was coming back to pick us all up, because when we were getting on, they had to send a scuba team down to check for any damages down below.
So there's an element of danger and adventure.
Yeah, definitely.
What's like the biggest act on that kind of thing?
Like
I wonder which bands are like, you're not going to tour for a week while you come on the boat.
Well, actually, a lot of the bands that are on there are there almost every year. This was the 10th year they've done Jam Cruise, and a lot of the bands that were on there were repeat artists who have been back almost every year and actually request to come back because it's just really that camaraderie between all the musicians that everyone really enjoys.
Now, do you, I assume you have to get invited to go on Jam Cruise, or do you just like buy a ticket?
I mean, it's booked the same, I mean, like to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've actually started pre-booking for Jam Cruise 2013 in December, so the cabins go pretty fast. It sells out every year.
I'm not spending any of my money on stuff for 2013 until December 25th or whatever.
Wise. I'm on your team.
So Sean could he buy a ticket even though he hasn't been invited to play, bring his cymbal on, and like maybe even come up and join you guys?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of there's a lot of fans who pay for their tickets who come and bring instruments, and they actually have a few little clinics where it's everyone who has brought a ticket to the boat to come out and have like a stage set up with instrument and amps for them to get up and play with each other.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the first time that you had done this. You had done this before, right?
I did. The last one I did was 6 years ago.
Okay. And what happened at Cafe Diem? I mean, did DJ Williams Project still play? Or
They had, what did y'all do, the Big Payback?
What's on
the one I was?
Project with the Big Payback.
Yeah, it was like there's a James Brown tribute band that Todd and Dusty are in called the Big Payback. And it was, they pretty much kind of put the members of the project and some of the members from the Payback and put that together. And I heard, from what I heard, it was a really amazing show.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Mm. And, you know, obviously everybody in the band kind of does other things. You guys are in other groups.
There's probably about, just from the guys in this room, you're looking at about 25, 30, 200 bands.
I'm in more bands in Richmond than anyone else. A lot of the bands don't know that.
Oh.
But I feel like if I show up and I bang on a triangle, that it's unwritten law.
Man, there you go.
That is unwritten law.
You're contributing.
I just wanted to clear up the waves also. My knowledge of maritime law is on point. And I wanted to say that if a captain leaves his ship, that it is fair game for salvage.
Ooh.
That is the law.
That's the law.
For real? Yeah.
So people could have been grabbing big screens and...
Anything you want.
It's women, children, and captains.
You could just drive that boat down James River. I don't know how the rocks are going to affect it.
I'm going to take that chandelier.
Shoot, I'd have a big... They'll be like, which boat's yours? Mine's the sideways cruise ship.
Give me a crescent wrench.
I mean, theoretically, I mean, you never know how you're going to react in that situation.
Well, I know how I'm going to react.
Hey, Godfrey, I'm really interested.
What, George Costanza? Just...
He's like, every time I'm on a boat, every time he's on a boat from now on, he's going to be like, did that captain just jump ship?
So in that situation, you're playing jam cruise and you guys run aground. Do you go back for your guitar?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
See? That's a good answer.
It's like a Marine's gun. Dude,
that's solid.
You have to carry it over your head.
Yeah. That is both solid.
I thought you said the girlfriend back for your
guitar. Got that dumb little dibbity spot.
baby, my guitar.
Drums seem like
right
they would make
I'll get insurance right on you and the drum kit.
The drums seem like they would make a great flotation device.
Double score.
Sean, okay, this question to you. Do you go back for your slice of pizza?
It depends how moist it is.
Nice.
If it's still if it still has structure, if it's still triangle shaped.
Very much
that's the condition.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. You're going back.
I mean, there's just I don't want pizza smoothie. There needs to be...
Let me throw this out.
It needs to have rigidity.
Guys,
we're going to do another song
later.
We're always making music.
Damn, let's go to a song. Let's go. Cut to a song.
No, so
can we thank On for that one, too?
On's in the house.
You guys are all in different projects, doing different things.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, man. This is what this show is about.
That was amazing.
Give me a beer.
Joey Cherry guy. Joey Chuchi.
We're in here lighting things up.
Todd's a little gassy over there. If you guys come in here,
what
just happened?
He's a little gassy.
What were you saying?
So you guys are you all work on other projects. Now, do you feel that hurts the creative process or helps it?
Definitely. I think it helps it. You have to be able to step away, especially for something as regular as we do, and we're always playing together. It's always great to step away and get ideas from other guys and just find new inspiration that way as well too.
Absolutely.
Have any of the DJ Williams, this question, just you could not answer it, but you know, did any of the other guys in the bands, did any of y'all ever think about having your own band and name it like the whatever project, and then it could be the DJ Williams project featuring the other project, and then you could just be a contractor?
That would never happen. I won't allow it.
Y'all could be like contractors.
So it helps the creative process. I know some musicians are kind of divided and feel like less is more, and they want to focus. But it's really good to be able to hang out with musicians who feel like I can never do enough. You know, like you always have to be making music. Yeah. Does it just not stop? Is it hard to turn that switch off?
For me, I don't know. I think you go through different periods. You go through like a period where the creative juices are flowing, and it's like you can't stop it and you can't turn off, and then you just hit that stagnant point, and you just are like, man, I got nothing. And that can go on for, like, writer's block can go on for days, months, years sometimes. And definitely feeding yourself with new music and playing with different people always kind of helps you get out of that funk and be able to move forward.
Awesome.
Diversity is key.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with DJ Williams Project. We're going to take a break and play a song, and we'll be back to talk to them a little bit more. What's the song?
This is Downbeat Switch with Room to Breathe.
Is that you?
Yes.
Suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Laisel Geistul Sawaynada, Damilat Dukhmana, Afranan Wali Katle.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm going to show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes. I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods. You're going to love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add like a pound of bacon. Like if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but if not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting, chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Ah, frustration becomes me.
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack or purse and enables you to get 45 steps or more depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking. Walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Smoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stairs, stairs, stairs!
New from Smoofco. It's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games!
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different. Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is! Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
Ah!
ivanchester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes. Thank you.
That was Mr. Mustache. Or was that the E song?
That was
Mr. Mustache. Is that autobiographical in any way?
No, we actually were doing a mustache party. What were we doing?
Soul Stash.
At Mekong.
Mustache party.
And we had our friend Joel was playing drums, and it just came out, and that just stuck as the name of the song.
The Soul Stash was amazing.
Mustache party.
Okay.
was that the one this past December at Mekong? Or?
Yes, that was the one. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Anybody in the band win the mustache
Todd
competition?
Won the bearded lady competition.
Oh.
That was different.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Nope,
you should see his sash.
I'm good. I'm right here.
Now, how do you? I mean, does the bearded lady award? Does it require you wear a dress or?
Yeah, I was the only one that entered, and I was the only one that won. So
nice.
Man, if I would have known, I would have been totally down with that.
I would really bad if you come in second place.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I would have gave you a run for your money, man. I don't know.
The Radio Rubber Room hosts are having a little mustache competition.
Right.
We are?
Starts on February 1st.
Really?
No idea what you're talking
about. Yeah. I was sober when we were talking about this with the Dream Machine yesterday or the day before.
I wasn't there for that, so.
I wasn't there either.
Yeah, it was me and Dan and Honeycutt, and we were like, let's have a mustache growing competition.
I like how you say mustache.
Yeah, mustache. Mustache.
I like your pronunciation.
Mustache party. It's in Rubber Room.
So you guys do have a gig coming up very soon, right? Correct? Like tomorrow?
Yes,
tomorrow.
We'll be at the Tobacco Company tomorrow at 9:30.
Cool.
Another mustache party.
And now, this is the first time you guys have played at Tobacco, right?
This is the very first time, yeah. They've been trying to get in touch with us for a while, and then when they finally got in touch with us about finding a date, and that took another year, and then we finally got it worked out. So yeah, we'll be there tomorrow night.
Man, we're gonna be there Saturday night,
Sunday night. Yeah.
Thanks for correcting me.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like a Radio Rubber Room event.
Yeah, Richmond Music Review #3. We're gonna have Silo Effect, Air Circus, Soundstorm, Space Heaters.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys, Mark Ingram particularly has a solid connection with Soundstorm. You guys kind of play like the mentor protege type of role. Would you say that's correct? Or
that's how they feel about it.
Well, they open up for us. I wouldn't say that it's a mentoring thing, but they're very talented, and we'd like to give them the audience, whatever audience we can offer them. So they've opened up.
Should we bring up Nelson and his plan to battle DJ with a saxophone? You remember that?
No, I don't.
You remember how?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. I do remember that. That was a good show, by the way. Soundstorm. I mean, speaking of that. Feel free to share them with the listeners if you guys would like.
Translate.
So Nelson Mandela walks into a bar.
This is why there are 93 of them in front of me.
Oh!
Wow!
It's chaos in here, dude.
Yeah, so,
give him another bottle.
So.
That's just cool.
Yeah,
all
so.
Right, he's cool with that.
Alright, guys. So you guys are considered the upper echelon of Richmond musicians. Soundstorm, kind of younger group of kids. Those guys, they all came from a pretty solid musical background individually. Is it the same thing for you guys? Did you all come from musical households, pick up an instrument pretty early? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I think for all of us.
I did, yeah. My father and my brother are both musicians. So when I grew up, I had monitors turned up on their ends as end tables next to the couch. It was like PA furniture.
Oh, that's awesome, Dusty. And you're a drummer. Were they both drummers as well?
No, my dad played bass and guitar and sang, and my brother is actually a bass player.
And they were like, we need a drummer.
No, actually, I wasn't allowed to touch the equipment, and then I just did one day after school, and it stuck.
So was there a drum kit there?
They used to have rehearsal in the garage.
Gotcha, yeah. So we established earlier, I think when we were off air, you guys are not playing Camp Barefoot. But
we are not, but we're all
but
going to be there.
Every member is going to be playing Camp Barefoot.
The Big Payback will be there on Thursday night. And then I also have a Allman Brothers tribute band with Joey, our keyboard player, called Sky Dog, and we'll be there on Saturday night.
Oh, and it's cool. With John Barnes is this, he's not in the band anymore. Oh, is that okay? Moving on then. Now, in you're going to be playing DJ with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe there.
I'm playing guitar.
You're playing guitar? Wait, is that what you do?
That's what I do.
I was confused.
I get thought, confused sometimes.
I thought you were a DJ.
Exactly.
God.
All this time.
So for the people out there, and if you read DJ's bio, the DJ Women's Project bio, it does say, first, right off the bat, he is not a DJ. Just so you guys know.
Have you guys ever had somebody come to your show and, like, with the impression that they were going to see a dance DJ?
Oh, yeah. This past Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. This past Tuesday.
Show was posted on Jambase, and a couple of people showed up thinking it was a DJ.
It happens a lot. We actually, me and Gordon were doing a duo show in Asheville, and we showed up, and there was a table set up in the middle of the stage because they thought that we were going to be exactly.
That was when we played with a DJ Spam and
with Spam
All Stars
from Miami. Yeah,
that was cool, man.
Now, do you notice? I mean, do you guys convert most of those people? I would assume that that. You know, they come there expecting a DJ, they see a band, and they're a little, I don't know, reserved about what they're getting into.
We've never had any negative feedback from it.
Because they just came to dance, man.
Yeah.
I just want to dance.
I think there was one time we're in Arlington, Virginia, at this place called Whitlow's on Wilson, and we definitely were all standing right outside of the door. I don't even know if we had started yet, if it was during set break. And these two guys had walked out, and one of the guys, as they're walking right past the band, goes, "Oh, DJ Williams Project, worth $7 I could ever spend in my life."
Wow.
Yes. Or better yet, when that one girl shows up and goes, "Do you guys play any songs?"
The girl asked us if we knew any songs.
No.
Not one.
Now, I mean, how do you guys handle requests? Because I've seen you guys do some awesome covers at Diem. Do you normally take requests, or do you just kind of play what you guys have been rehearsing?
We kind of just play what we've been doing. If there's a cover that we've done, it's something that is just kind of pops up by chance, or something that we already have been listening to and would always wanted to do anyway.
Unless they're written on $100 bills.
Yeah. I've actually had that work for me. It's the thing, if somebody requests Freebird, you're like, yeah, write it down on a $100 bill. I had this dude do this at an open mic night. He wrote down Freebird on a $100 bill, easiest $100 I ever made. I'm like, dude, I haven't played this song since high school. He's like, just sing it. And I was like, all right, man.
Just sing it. Just sing it.
$100.
Nice.
$100. Easiest $100 I ever made in my life.
It's not easy if you learn the whole song.
That's why, throw it out there. It never hurts. You never know.
Hey, Derek, what's the hardest $100 you ever made?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, you do.
He's crying now. Now he's crying. What are we going to do?
I'm still trying to forget.
Answer is at the bottom of that Dixie cup.
I'm still trying to forget.
So Gord, man, you play the sax, and you've been with you've all pretty much been with the DJ Williams Project since conception, correct?
Well, I guess me and DJ started as a duet, but yeah, as far as the project, I guess most of the cats, everybody came along at the same time.
Both of us.
Yeah, because Oregon Old Punk All Stars, and that's where myself, Mark Ingraham, and Dusty were together in a band. And then Todd was with Modern Groove Syndicate, and then yeah, everybody kind of gravitated toward each other. Joey's the
new guy.
The new guy.
Are you still Todd? Are you still doing Modern Groove at all? Any New Belgians and
yeah, I mean, just we haven't done it in a couple months actually.
Yeah, because every Tuesday night down at the old Bogarts. It was like $2 beers.
Ooh,
yeah.
That was a mess down
there. That guy that used to draw on the computer.
Dave Clemencic, who's in.
Yeah. Oh, that was Dave?
Yeah. That was Dave, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was him doing that. Yeah. I mean, that was a long, long time ago.
That was fun.
I had no idea that was Dave.
I didn't
know.
Where
he just kind of scribble.
Yeah. And
that was amazing.
That was awesome.
Wow, Dave is like a uber talented guy too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Writer, artist, musician.
He turned a lot of that stuff into prints and was selling it for a while. I don't know if he's still. But a lot of that stuff, that, you know, sort of neon 4 or 5 color thing, that was from a lot of those shows.
You need to talk to him. Is he doing that anymore for anybody? That was you said really cool stuff.
This is really cool scene he had going on there.
The first DJ Williams show I ever went to, I'm not gonna. This guy actually brought me there.
Mm. Oh yeah,
that was a long time ago. And I thought I was going to see a DJ.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. There it is.
That was me too, and actually.
But you converted him, and he has never looked back at the EDM scene. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Dan took me to see my first DJ Williams Project show at Cafe Diem.
Oh, I did.
It was like a week after I started here.
You guys owe this
guy. I was like, what's local music about? and actually, I was expecting to see a DJ as well. And to be honest, there was somebody doing like some rap right during y'all set that night. So I've always just thought that y'all were
a hip-hop
act.
That was a Rel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rel was spitting with you
I
guys.
Thought that was you for a long time.
You guys also work with a female vocalist, too.
Tanya Jackson.
Yeah.
The Briggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really talented as well.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's actually playing tonight.
Right now.
At Bonvenue in Carytown.
Girls always say they're playing when it's like, you want to go on Radio Rubber Room? They're like, I got a gig.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more from the DJ Williams Project.
This is Mule with Torn Down. Radio Rubber Room, and we've got a friend here.
Yes, we do.
Do our show
just like every week.
Hi,
Simon's mom. How are you, baby?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what up?
Hi, Adam. I'm waving. Wave back.
Thanks, Adam.
So what do you think of the new guy we got?
He's almost as good looking as Derek.
He's in a band.
He's definitely raised the radio personality face up a little bit.
Raise the bar for.
I think I said that right.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. So you know he's in a band too.
I appreciate a good beard.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in After NASA.
Yeah, he is. He is.
After he also NASA. Sings backup vocals for Metallica. And he goes, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are you ready to rock?
All right, well, I've got some show picks for you.
Okay, good.
Right, going on right now at Wheezy's Kitchen. They've got a little bluegrass band in there. They're called This Might Get Ugly. It's bluegrass. Oh, no. It's Lonesome Holland. Kitchen, chicken picking, banjo in, fierce facial hair. Which, like I said, I've got to, you know, appreciate a good beard. And then also going on right now, Grease Trigger and Emilio's, really good newer band out there right now.
Yeah, that's Kai's band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you guys are friends with Kai, right? I mean,
my
he's
roommate. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think they're playing at Cafe Diem. Is it Emilio's?
It's Emilio's. It's Emilio's.
That was last night.
Oh. Yeah. I haven't been able to catch Grease Trigger yet, but I've heard great things about them. So.
They sound great.
They're amazing. Russell Lacey is the lead singer, writes all the tunes.
Yeah, I've checked out. I haven't seen them live yet either, but checked out some of the tunes online.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah, Kai is definitely talented.
All right, and then Friday night at the Camel, No BS Brass Band. That's $7 to get in, and if you've never seen No BS Brass Band, you need to. Oh. They're a great band. And then also that night, Proverbial is going to be at the National. They're going to be direct support for Badfish, the Sublime tribute band. That's a $15 show. And also that night, PJ Bottoms and Spiritual Res. And then Saturday night at the Republic, you can go see Murphy's Kids. They're going to be doing a show Saturday night at the Republic. And then also Todd's band. New Belgians.
Woo! Woo!
And by the way, Todd, great beard. Great beard, by the way.
Thank you.
So, and then obviously.
I think he was mocking me.
And obviously, well, your voice sounds a little deeper. It's not as.
I've been stressed. I've been smoking a lot.
Okay. That's not good for you, Simon's mom. You shouldn't smoke.
I know, but you know.
And I mean that
I made it this far.
That makes you. I mean that's a bad. You're making a bad impression for your son Simon, which, you know.
Simon's just been in his room lately. I don't.
You don't bother with him.
I bring food up to him and I put it outside his door and he eats it. So I guess he's eating.
Like a prisoner.
How fast you guys internet connection?
How bad? Yeah.
I don't want to understand the connection. I'm a lady.
So, all right, cool. Well, also, the tobacco company. Are you going to be
very,
out there
very excited? Great lineup: the Silo Effect, the Air Circus, Soundstorm, Space Heaters. I'm going to be dancing.
Okay, good. Well, I'm definitely stoked to have the opportunity to hang out with them, you, and...
Wait, you're going
to
be there?
I will. I MC the show.
I'll still come.
Okay, good. So,
Oh, that's it.
Okay, cool. All right, well, did you say DJ Williams Project?
Oh, wait, I forgot. Oh, don't forget, Tuesday at Cafe Diem, you can go see the DJ Williams Project.
Uh-huh.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, and one more. Southern Bells are going to be at Carey Street Cafe.
Yay.
On Wednesday.
Any more? That's it?
That's it.
All right, cool. So, Simon's mom, you've been to several DJ Williams shows before,
I have,
correct?
I have, yeah.
And you guys recognize her from the audience?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Life of the party.
Hey, yeah. Simon's mom.
I was going to say, I really like that. I like that dress you're wearing tonight. You look very nice. Very warm.
Oh, boys.
I mean, it's very warm. It looks very warm.
I missed you.
What is that? Velvet?
It is velvet.
You owe me $20.
Any more questions, Dan?
No, I'm just trying to help you out. conversationally. Did you want to talk, or should we go to a song?
That's my show picks, Dan.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll take a break and play a song.
All right. And this is the Dream Machine, actually live here on Radio Rubber Room. Last time they were on, and they're going to be doing the events at the Republic with us.
Yeah, starting Wednesdays,
February 1st. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. This is.
As a matter of fact, Soundstorm will be doing that show with them too. At Republic.
Yeah, the first one. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a different featured act every week. This is. They've got a lot of new members since last they were on the show, but this is them last time they were live on the show. Dream Machine with Step. Yeah, yeah.
Mama knew where the sandy new bed. Thought the glass and style of the car. Headed for New York, but didn't give five. No, once you leave home, you'll never come back. Sandy, once you leave home, you'll never come back. Step. Hey, yeah.
Do you live in constant fear of having your nipples pecked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more. Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant. Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins. Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecks of steel. Ding, ding! Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan Mick Ramirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99, Juan Mick Ramirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Sean, what's going on, man? These woods are anti-grooving my vibe.
Hey, Derek, hang this Grateful Dead tapestry over that branch.
Man, that's much cooler looking than these trees. I like trees, but this is psychedelic.
Yeah, man, it is cool. It came in this hippie survival pack I got. It's new from Spoof Co.
Whoa! Sean, where'd you come from? Hey, is that pouch tie-dye? That's totally awesome, bro.
Yeah, Derek. I was just saying, this bag contains all the things a hippie needs to survive. Check it out.
Cool, cool. It's got beads, man.
Indeed, buddy. Beads and more. Each pack comes with things hippies need, like Jerry Garcia tapes and chip dust.
Dude, did you check out those beads?
Each hippie survival pack comes with headbands and rubber bands, paper clips, and a pine cone.
Look, more beads, man.
Yes, Derek, I understand you have an unnatural attraction to the beads.
Beads are cool, bro.
The pack also comes with rain collecting tarp and salvaged heels from all kinds of bread loaves.
Did you say you had bread heels?
Yeah, Derek, all the kinds. It also comes with a half-empty patchouli bottle. Derek, put this on. I can't tell if that's you or a sock full of burning hair on an old guy.
Okay.
That's better. Now you just smell like you've been hanging out with 400 people who haven't showered in a while.
All right, all right.
All right. Here, Derek, take this hippie survival pack. I think you need it more than me.
Hey, man, what's this? There's beads in
it. Hippie survival pack, new from Spoof Co.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb your building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
And that was the DJ Williams Project live here on Radio Rubber Room. And that tune's untitled still?
It is untitled, yes. Just actually, the last songs we've done so far unrecorded are going to be on the new record coming up. So it's all new material.
So you guys have three albums to date, correct?
Yes.
The last one being 11.
Yes.
Released about, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
About 2 years ago, yeah.
And that's the third album. You guys are so distracted. So how long till the next one?
We're actually planning to go into the studio. We've been talking with our friend Daniel Clark, who awesome keyboard player, playing with Katie Lang, Mandy Moore, some of the Dixie Chicks, and he's right here in Richmond. He's going to be using his studio and lending us his time to help record our next record.
Do you have any kind of time frame on that,
we're trying to record immediately after Christmas, but we had some scheduling conflicts, but it's going to be actually within the next month or two that we're going to try to knock this out,
because it was about 5 years between 11 and what was the last
project
one, the project management.
Yeah, it was.
Time flies. We
so
have
we're
fun.
Definitely not trying to have that much space in between anymore.
Are you guys getting rid of a lot of them? Are people buying it?
I mean, physical albums, no. It's all digital releases now. It's really hard pressed to find that people are pushing physical records anymore, because the whole industry has completely changed from what it used to be. Even vinyl is selling more now than CDs.
Yeah.
Vinyl sales have been higher than CD sales for like the last 2 or 3 years.
Can you get 11 on vinyl?
No. it's really expensive to press vinyl. I haven't really looked too much into it, but I mean, it'd be awesome if we could press it on vinyl then.
Is that something you consider with the next one, putting it on vinyl, being 45? That it is?
Yeah, 45 would be awesome, yeah.
Sean likes that, I'm sure.
I love vinyls. My dad always told me, he's like, man, if the hole was bigger, you'd be set for life.
So you guys are actually you're involved with two record labels. Originally, you started off with Harmonized Records, and now you guys have Project Records.
Yeah. So it's just more of a medium of putting it out on our own.
Okay.
Not having to involve the middleman, I guess you could say, simplistically. So, but
are you still using Harmonize at all for anything? Are they still are you still working with them?
They're still pushing project management, but other than that, we're not really working with those guys at all.
So basically, Project Records is just a name for the independentness.
Yeah, it's not anything that we're going to be like signing bands to or anything. It's just a lot of bands are doing that though. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of putting out your own music on your own.
Now you guys have gone from, you know, obviously the beginnings of the CDs to now the digital age, where people aren't buying tangible music. Everything is, you know, digital. It comes on the computer. Did you find it easier when you had CDs to pitch your music to other people, or is it easier to get them to purchase it through a digital release?
It's up to the band that much anymore. It's pretty much people are going to get music any way they want to get music, and they've been doing that even before CDs and like cassettes. Even before that, when people really want something, they'll find a way to get it. And so it's really up to you to keep up with what's going on, more than just to try to push something in anybody's face.
The old piracy when I was a kid was you turn on the radio, you put in a cassette and hit record.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
when my first job out,
free download.
Yeah. At my first job, I had my first job, there was this guy and he would always sell bootleg VHS.
Woo! That was the real deal back in the day.
He was like, Back to the Future 3, it's not even on DVD yet.
Oh man, back in the day, we used to take like a stereo and hook it up to like a stereo VHS and record on VHS tape.
Awesome. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you what, hours of good quality sound, man. Kill it.
Yeah.
Handle your business.
Have you guys ever thought of releasing anything on cassette?
Just VHS.
VHS
tape.
I'll be having my own homemade series coming out pretty soon.
Do you think in 15 years they're going to have they're going to have like a VHS store where people are like, man, the quality is just so much better. I got to watch VHS.
No, I don't think that's
too much money in recycling. 3/4 inch tape.
Yeah, 3/4 inch. My
VCRs are going for like $6,000 on eBay. I never believed it.
That's
going to
happen. That's definitely going to happen.
Oh, my God.
What do you think we should do with our old VCRs?
Give them to me.
I put flowers in mine. It just looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you made it into a flower pot? A flower box?
Yeah. It's like a sideways one.
Sideways? What, do you have the flowers coming out sideways?
Yeah, well, I put them right in that deck.
Right in the deck?
The slot. I don't know. The tape entrance hole.
Sideways.
So you sure you want him playing cymbals at your guys' show?
Absolutely.
Actually, I've been against it the whole time.
We're sold it sideways.
All right. So we talked about earlier in the show that you can't really talk for long about Richmond's music scene without being like, oh, DJ Williams Project, man. what band is DJ Williams Project like? Man, I wish we were more like those guys.
I've never heard that.
He's wondering like which band we want to emulate or something.
But, not exactly that, but which band are you like, in, that's local, is they're doing a show and they're like, let's be there.
Man, actually one of my new favorite local bands that are right now called a band called the Astronauts, which is Devon Harris, Corey Fonville on drums. It's kind of like this like Mos Def and Dilla sounding like hip hop stuff with jazz mixed in it. It's you hear it a lot in New York, but no one I've seen in Richmond doing that, and that's definitely one of my personal favorites.
And you played guitar with them at City Dogs.
I did. Evan Sarver is on bass in that band too, and y'all know the guitar player's name.
I don't know.
Oh man, he's gonna be mad.
But he's Devon. He is Devon's roommate, so
he's awesome.
Knock on Devon's door.
Dr.
I'm a big fan of the Gold Rush
You guys know Prebeer?
Yeah.
Amazing writer. And the Trillions is a good band. Black Girls also.
Yeah.
They have a new flavor coming out.
PBR. I like PBR.
I love PBR. Well, we love PBR. PBR is my joint.
So that's how Richmond's getting the list is just you start listing off bands in Richmond that you are just really doing it right now.
Yeah,
and
Black Girls is another great band. Yeah. They got like that.
You're just like and then
are completely different. Yeah. So the idea of like who would you want to be or who we respect is not exactly what
Man,
we
Richmond
want.
Has such an amazing music scene. It always
it really
has.
Does.
It probably
yeah.
always will. You know, the drag about it is that there's not a lot of support.
I know.
Nationally for our scene, period. You know, that's, you know, anybody that's made it in Richmond, and I don't know what make it means, by the way, but has left Richmond.
Yeah.
You know, that's just sort of the deal. But there's so much great stuff that's always happening in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
Richmond is just such a great, like,
and you said it's
everything.
You said it's always been like that.
Always.
It has always.
It's never stopped.
So you
it's not some sort of, like, you know, renaissance. I mean, it's always happening in Richmond. It'll never stop. You know, the punk scene even.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's just, that's never stopped, you know.
Now, Todd, being that you're so cognizant of the positive and the negative aspects of the Richmond music scene, what would you say, you know, if you were responsible for making a difference, how would you say Richmond should go about changing itself?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, that...
Well, I'd like to jump in on
this.
Yeah,
well, you know,
please,
first,
Gordon.
It's not,
yeah.
I think, real quick, I don't think it's like, I don't think it's the audience or anything like that. I think the fact is we're sort of a big, small town. There's only so much that we can do, and there's only so much that we can get around, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think that because of that, there's a lot of sort of social cliques that don't tend to interact as much as they would in like a larger city.
Uh-huh.
Or, a city with bigger business, blah, 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 whatever that means. But I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I think
maybe
one of
Jones
the
can help
main
me.
Things here in Richmond is the platforms or access to live music. Like, if you want to go out and see a good, like one of the bands we mentioned,
mm-hmm.
any of the bands we mentioned this evening, first of all, you got to be over 21 or 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to be out at night. Then you got to be in a bar.
Yeah.
And not have a day job.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the access is very limited because we only have options to perform in bars. We don't really have options to perform out in the public on a regular basis. Now, of course, you have the Folk Festival, which has done just great leaps and bounds for the art scene here in Richmond
mm-hmm.
and has put us on the map nationally. But as far as, you know, access by the general public at large has become very limited. And it's a very, very, you know, it's a...
Do you think venues should do maybe more afternoon time shows? Should bands
like
be playing...
Nashville?
Yeah, like Nashville.
Nashville, New Orleans, Austin, L.A.,
yeah.
Miami, D.C. I mean, we
I
can go down
really
the list.
Catching on that quickly,
it's
though.
Different.
Uh-huh.
It's like an anomaly. There's
it
something,
really
there's sort of like this weird fourth wall that's sort of like...
Yeah.
Some sort of stigma
I've always
attached
said
to
for
it
as long as I've been... kind of delved into the Richmond music scene that there's always been something there that almost everyone I've had this conversation with has never been able to put their finger on. It always that conversation always comes back to that one thing that people aren't able to put their finger on.
I don't think it's about that people don't know, you know. If the radio got involved, you know, there's people that listen to the radio that may not know about any of this music scene that's going on. They may not even know it exists. If radio got involved and had more to say about, hey, there's all these great bands that live in your neighborhood that you can go see at any time, and most of the time for free or for under $5, you know, more things.
I definitely think that someone should make that happen.
Yeah. There should be a radio show like that.
Hey, you guys are the pioneers.
Seriously, right now, though, I feel like there's such a huge mass movement behind RVA. Just saying RVA, that, like... In the social consciousness, it's like really amazing, and everybody's RVA.
When did that happen about, you think?
Cleveland
well, the
Joe.
Punk rock scene. It was
Thursday.
So, I mean, that
you know,
could
mean?
That
like,
be a
like
big key to it?
Yeah. I think
re-looking at how people look. I mean, a lot of people, I don't like the term local band, honestly, because, I mean... I don't.
Yeah, you guys are bands.
Yeah,
man.
You guys. You know, there's a lot of great bands that just happen to be from the city.
There
you know?
Is a ton of music here that could easily be
drop it anywhere.
Some kid's best or, you know, favorite music of all time, yeah, anywhere in the world. Like, no joke. You know what, yeah, I mean? We all know that. There's so much shit happening.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a break. Speaking of black girls, this is Get Off. And the 17th of February, they'll be doing their album release party.
Their vinyl release.
Vinyl release.
They released the CD last week, and they'll be dropping the vinyl February. Yeah, 17th.
Black girls, that show.
Get Off.
This is Get Off.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
Shalom. I am Rabbi Forskinnerstein, owner of Bagel and Eshmir. A lot of people do not know, but I am also trusted local OBGYN. Due to economic difficulties, I was forced to merge my two businesses to create Bagel and a Pap Schmear. Hey, how many times have you been on your back with your legs in the stirrups and thought, oy vey, I could really use something to nosh on? Jew or shishka, don't be a schmindrick. Get your tukis down to Bagel and a Pap Schmear today and try one of our world-famous handmade boiled bread circles with our award-winning cream cheese and bagel lox. Fungal problem? No problem. Replace our handmade boiled bread circles with a yeast-free matzo bagel. Bagel and a Pap Schmear.
Thank you. Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clown.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue. Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops, depending on your diet.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Ass cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass cloud.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
Cause you wanna be a superstar.
follow just as fast as a shooting star. No matter where you're from or who you are, Papa sees you moving just as fast as a bullet train. Rock star chain won't bring you pain. So you're working twice as hard. And you travel just as far, because you won't be a superstar. And you're working twice as hard. And you travel just as far. And now you know just who you are.
And that was Superstar live here on Radio Rubber Room with DJ Williams Project here with us tonight. So guys, that's a song off of 11, correct? Or is that off?
No, that's actually one of the newer songs that was written by our bass player, Todd Harrington.
Oh, excellent. Okay,
lyrics too?
I wrote the lyrics.
Yeah. So that's one that's going to be on the upcoming album.
Maybe.
And you guys have been playing that song for a while, though.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Was it one that you had together before? Because I've heard you guys playing it for a little while now. Anytime I come to see you guys.
I don't even remember when. We got together one time at Dusty's house, and maybe this was like a year and a half ago.
I think, you know, actually, I think we debuted it
at the National CD release party. Yeah, so it's 2 years we've been doing it. That's the first time we did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Todd, you play bass, and you wrote the song. Do you actually, like, write out the actual notation, or do you come with, like, a bass line? And
I think that time, I...
an acoustic guitar.
I was playing guitar. It's just some stuff that I had, and we were just sort of talking about it. So, I don't know.
Now, through the process of laying down the actual instrumentation and putting that together and then putting the lyrics to the song, how does that go? Do you guys record the actual instrumentation first, or did you just, like, whip out the lyrics, DJ?
We were, like, across from each other.
Yeah, we were, like...
It was actually in Dusty's basement.
Yeah, we were. He was kind of sitting, like, kind of like mumbling, just like da 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 da. Yeah, yeah.
It was a lovely basement.
And then eventually, we kind of just fit words that matched the mumbling.
Yeah. But you know, you sort of phonetically work it out, like what you're hearing, and then the words kind of, well, that's how it happened this time. Shape themselves.
So, real quick, I know you guys wanted to make a quick shout out. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to my wife, Colleen. Happy birthday. I love you.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Happy
birthday, Colleen.
Hey. That's Joe's wife.
See you later.
I also want to take this opportunity to say happy birthday to any ladies that might potentially want to date me. Nice. Whose birthday is it?
Colleen, not included.
Yes, indeed.
Very blanket statement. You covered a lot of bases there.
I know. There's a ton of ladies who are like, ooh.
I think we got a phone call coming in.
Mom, I was calling about the date.
Now, hey, when he gets out that he plays a cymbal for the DJ Williams project.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he doubles, too, on triangle.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean,
he doesn't know how to play the triangle.
His nickname is Sky.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to sell this, man.
I play more. I play more cymbal in one day than you ever played in your lifetime.
Oh,
yeah. Derek.
Got you.
He is got you.
Big man in the booth. Big man in the booth.
I'm trying to
be different. I'll come with that
punchy glass. I'll take that challenge.
Speaking of cymbals, Dusty, your cymbal is a wreck over there. Are you ever planning on getting a new one?
No, it just started sounding good. What are you talking about?
It's got a chunk out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Is that some sort of new thing you're trying?
No,
or?
What I use for hi-hat cymbals, I think general hi-hat cymbals are just too loud, so those are crash cymbals. And I played one long enough that there's a big hole in it. It sounds good.
Have you ever considered just adding random objects to your drum set?
Sure. I actually do it quite frequently.
What's the most random object you ever added?
You can't say it on
the air. I can't say it on the air.
What was the second most random object you ever added?
My girlfriend, Catherine Cappicelli.
Yeah, that's wow. Cool. So what, do you just like give it happened. A smack?
No, she just sat in my lap while I played drums.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it sounded way better.
Nice to see you keep your wallet on your, is that to muffle the sound a little bit, or is that just so if anybody tries to like pick your pocket, you just smack their hand with the drumstick?
Well, I don't want to give the secret away, but mm-hmm. That's the sound right there.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's, if you have to have a lot of business cards and zero money inside. And when you
a
put
lot
it,
of hope and dream and when you, inside
when
that
when
leather.
You put it on the snare drum, magic. It is incredibly magic. Funky.
I thought you were going to tell me the opposite of that. Like, you need to have money touching your
stuff. Well, funk is free, and that's a good thing, because there's no money in the wallet.
Like, buy our CD, $9.99. It comes with a $20 bill.
Wow. So, there were a couple of things that we didn't get to cover before we go. DJ, you are sponsored by ESP Guitars.
Yes.
And also D'Addario Strings, correct?
Yes.
Now, is anybody else, do you guys have sponsorships? Are you working on it?
No.
Are you looking for anything particular? Like if there's anybody out there listening that might be affiliated with a product or company,
Dusty's getting some drums made.
I am going to, get some drums made. I was endorsed by AYOT and then Sonar and now no one currently. But I'm talking with some people about making some what would be vintage drums, but not so vintage.
Oh, that's sick.
I also think technically we're sponsored by Mekong.
Officially.
Actually, we all are. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody here is.
So
that.
Cheers. I gotta say cheers to Mekong.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. I mean, that's the ESP thing is pretty cool, but being sponsored by Mekong, I don't think it gets any better than that.
I'll take beer over drums any day.
You say the vintage drums. So is that kind of like stonewashed jeans, like pre-worn jeans? Like are they gonna like acid wash?
I'm sending them some of some of the stuff that I have now, the old stuff, so they can check it out and try to
just replicate it
like that. Yeah, basically they need to care a little bit less, and it'll be vintage. So it's back in the day they didn't.
So like you're like buying jeans already ripped. Like your new cymbal is also going to have a hole in it.
That's basically Plato's closet on drums.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, really. But I don't want any of your used crap.
Speaking of that, it's ladies' night. Is this
a
ladies' segment? Ladies, single
ladies?
Single
I have no
idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Is it ladies' night tonight? Yeah, it's ladies' night.
It's ladies' minute. Yeah.
Yeah, ladies' minute.
Well, we're almost out of time.
Ladies' minute.
We're almost out of time, guys. Did you want to make? Did we not cover anything that you wanted to make sure that we mention? Website, Facebook.
Definitely want to mention. DJ Williams Project at Tobacco Company tomorrow night, 9:30. New website coming up in maybe a week or two, djwilliamsmusic.com. New Belgians playing at Carey Street Cafe on Saturday. Anything else?
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody. Mm.
Look out for the new record.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you guys.
Is the old site going to link to the new site?
It's the same web address.
Oh, same URL. So people that know where it is now aren't gonna. You're just getting it updated.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who's doing it?
Scott Dickens from Rocket Pop Media.
Yeah.
He's actually got some people on it.
Excellent.
You may know him. He used to own Glass and Powder, and then now they have him and Kara, his wife, have the Rocket Pop Media. It's an amazing company. We just played their website. Our new website release party at Republic a few nights ago.
Yeah.
I dig their logo, man. That's a cool logo.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of wanting to go to the ice cream truck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What is it? Rock Pop?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, we have had a... I'm so glad that you guys finally came on the show. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Absolute pleasure to be here, man.
Absolutely great. Man, you guys are doing a great job.
Keep supporting Richard Music.
All you listeners, support Rubber Radio. I mean, come on. Let's go.
Thank you, guys.
Simon's Mom.
For sure. I've got to say.
Everybody loves Simon's Mom. Simon's Mom. Simon's Mom. Everybody loves Simon's Mom.
I love you guys. And we're out.
Later.
Peace.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I've seen him.
But that's an addiction, man.
I mean, what are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies. When it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart.
What are they going to say about it? What are they going to say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially. Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go. You know, I got taco blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering?